Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee, it's time for Chattanooga Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, this is Ira with Business Radio X. I'm here with Charlie Brock, the CEO of Launch Tennessee. How you doing, Charlie?
Doing great, Ira. We're off to a great start here. We're so excited to finally have today be here, quite honestly, after a lot of work. And so it's great to hit play on the program now and be rolling with it.
I bet people can't imagine how much planning goes into an event like this.
You know, it really has turned into a year-round thing. And we've got a lot of other things that we're doing. And we're we always say we're a startup helping startups. So our team members wear a lot of hats. So it's not anybody devoted to this full-time. But there's elements of this that go on for 12 months a year now. And that's what it takes to pull off a really top-notch conference.
And this is the fourth year for the event. And why don't you tell everyone about the expansion you've accomplished this year throughout the Southeast?
Yeah, well, we continue to reach out to all pockets of the Southeast to try to bring the best companies to showcase themselves here. And so last year we started the Southern Series event where we held three events in April in different Southern Series. We continued that again this year. So our pitch to investors, particularly outside the Southeast, is that this is going to be a place where you can come see not only the best of Tennessee, but great companies from Florida, from Kentucky, from Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, and so forth and so on. And so then they can decide where they want to spend time if they come back. So it's a really efficient way for a California investor, for instance, to get a good view of the entire region.
So you're bringing investors from all over the country and allowing them the opportunity to look at entrepreneurs throughout the Southeast. And that's a great opportunity for the entrepreneurs. But what value is there for the investors?
Well, a couple of things. Again, hopefully they're seeing companies that they will be interested in investing in. And you're going to hear throughout the program over the next day and a half stories of folks, investors from outside the region who are investing in Southeastern companies. And they're talking about what that looks like. What are there additional challenges that they have investing out of region, and how do they overcome those? So the next session is actually Google Ventures with one of their Atlanta CEOs talking about that. So hopefully they're seeing great companies, but they're also looking for syndicate partners. So if you're a West Coast investor, you might be willing to just do a Southeastern deal on your own, but more than likely, you're also looking for local investors with whom you can work and co-invest, and who will look after that investment on a more regular kind of weekly or monthly basis. So it's really also about investor networking. We had an investor dinner last night it was the first time we've had that, and we had 40 different investment firms represented from outside the state, because we wanted to thank those people who came in from out of state who were speed dating this morning, and we gave them dinner last night. And it was a great way for them, and we had folks mixed up at a table where we have folks from New York, from California, and from the Southeast. So we want them to get to know each other so they can look at deals together in the future.
Talk about the importance of your team. I know that they're responsible for a lot of the execution of the organization. And the second part of that is you're going to be coming up on your fifth year next year. Where are you planning to move to in the next 5 to 10 years?
Oh, gosh, how are you going to let us get through this fourth year first? But now, somebody last night at the investor dinner actually said, hey, I'm going to come back next year for my fifth year. Do I get a 5-year T-shirt? And we said, absolutely. So we want to continue to expand it. I mean, this year we have a couple of items that are on either day of the programming. Last night, the investor dinner, and then on Wednesday, this year, we have a workshop for entrepreneurs. This can be led by Charles Scott, who's one of our speakers here, who's speaking today at a salon. And then he's going to do a 3-hour workshop on Wednesday. So we continue to say, where can we add value to entrepreneurs or to investors on either side of the main programming? And I think you'll continue to see us do that in the future. The other thing that'll be interesting next year is CMA goes back to the front end of the conference, and then Bonnaroo on the back end, which when we started this 4 years ago, we were very intentional about putting it between those two so we could help use those events to entice more people to Nashville, the Middle Tennessee area. This year, they're on the same weekend. Next year, we'll flip back. And that will be interesting to say, how do we take advantage of being in the middle of those?
Well, it's kind of a nice position to be in, bookended with CMA and Bonnaroo, where you've got literally hundreds of thousands of people coming to Mid-Tennessee.
Yeah, no, that's right. You just got to make sure you get your hotel rooms booked early.
Yeah.
that's the biggest challenge.
Well, that's fantastic. I've enjoyed talking to you, Charlie. I hope the rest of the show goes well. Is there anything else you want to let the listeners know?
No, we just thank you. Thank you, Ira and your group, for being here. And we appreciate all the support here from the attendees who are here. And we hope it's a great conference, and we hope they leave inspired and with great takeaway value so they can work on their business, so their investment portfolio. And we also hope they have a heck of a lot of fun here in Music City.
All right. Well, we thank you, and thank your team for us also.
I'll do it. Thank you very much. All I'm right. lucky to have a great team with me. So
we'll talk again soon.
Thanks.